break. It's a mini episode.
Hello and welcome to another episode of You Gotta Check This Out with Mike and Dre. I'm the Mike, and this week we go blue with our friends Jeff May and Adam Todd Brown. Jeff has some fascinating takes on Delenn's sexy head bone. Dre gets to talk Babylon 5 basketball promos. Adam takes down the hierocracy, and I figure out how to pronounce mummy. Mummy? Mummy. Mummy? Mummy. Mummy?
And then it looks like that, and then they film it, and you get to see it.
She's a jarring person to look at because of all of the backstory that you have created. I love that idea that a human would see a bone crested and just be like, I gotta fuck that thing.
What's up with that bone?
I was like, no eyebrows. This is deeply unsettling. She looks like a skeleton in a fright wig. Like,
the curiosity out his friend fetish right away.
Do they have, are their genitals the same? Did she get half human genitals?
We think so because they had a kid together.
Yeah.
So they figured it out. If not,
that makes sense.
Hell yeah, that we're sticking on the makeup backstory, not the name. But okay, so
this is fascinating. What's her name? This is good.
Yeah, and Adam's right, by the way. The curiosity is such that, I mean, it's sort of like the ultimate glory hole, right?
Yeah, you're going to try it out.
You don't know what's on the other end of that. There could be like, could be another bone ridge.
Yeah, it was always the Shatner question. He was into the worst, most dirty aliens he could find.
You've introduced an interesting thing about, but
the bluer the better.
No time to think about it. Okay. You two don't have to weigh in, but like, Mike, I've watched this a few times and like, I'm sort of like, I don't think Lanier was wrong. It's obvious he did it for duplicitous reasons, but he was still correct to not open the damn poison gas.
Well, it's a very good, JMS got the idea for this character arc a while ago when Billy Mummy, who plays Lanier.
Wait.
Billy Mummy?
Lost in Spaces.
The kid from Lost in Space?
Yeah, that's
kid
Lanier.
From the cornfields.
Is it Mummy or Moomy?
I think it is Moomy because there's only one M.
I think it's Moomy.
Adam, you want to weigh in here on this engaging Mummy or Moomy?
Mummy?
I would say Mummy no matter what it is for real. There used to be a Major League Baseball player named Angel Pagan, and I refuse to call him anything but Angel Pagan.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Miroslav Satan.
And, yes, that's hockey, right?
Oh, was it Miroslav? I think so. But yeah, Satan, and you're like,
that
no,
certainly
you're Satan.
Sounds like hockey.
Yeah. Oh, did he ever play for? He needed to play for the Devils. If he didn't, like, that's just a wasted opportunity. What I will give respect for, we can give a slight crossover, Adam, for sports, is this did make it to TNT, and this last season was, I think, during, I think it was like 98. It would have been like during the Bulls' last run. So at least there was that. If you were watching Babylon 5 on TNT this season, it was terrible. But if you watched at the right time, there might have been a really cool Bulls game on.
I also bet that this would have had really great bumpers for Monday Nitro.
Oh, nice. That too. Yeah.
If you have like old VHS recorded copies of Babylon 5, you'd have little NWO sold out bumpers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm most interested in now is the fact that this is like 1998 or 99 on TNT. And I'm like, oh, the NBA and WCW at their absolute fucking nadir.
All right. Well, what I'm going to say to you, Mike, is guess what? There is a lot of bonus content for when we're going to do our own epilogue to this season with Carl Wolf.
I don't know. There's a lot of cutting room floor, at least. We got that.
No, but what I'm noting is there will be more stuff that I'm not going to subject our guests to, because thank you, Adam and Jeff, for talking makeup and all the other stuff. So you don't get to hear about cast member deaths. 8 out of 18 people that were lead members of the show have died, which is freaky.
Thanks, government.
That's just like WCW Monday Nitro on TNT.
It is worse than wrestling. It has a worse mortality rate than wrestling, which is wild.
This was worse than wrestling.
That is, well, depends. We talked some 90s wrestling. There is...
I meant just in terms of things I enjoy watching.
Yeah, I mean, I think even bad wrestling, like you got Karl Malone wrestling, that's still more enjoyable than this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said bad wrestling?
Yeah.
No, Karl Malone. That was great.
Oh, that sucks because he's a terrible person, but you know,
he might be the worst person.
Him and John Stockton. Yeah, I've said this, I get to say this for the millionth time, but like, Adam, as I'm a Michael Jordan fan and a Bulls fan, but I think sometimes Michael Jordan gets a little overrated. I think people don't rate Dennis Rodman correctly unless they do one of the greatest podcast series on Dennis Rodman Go listen to that, people, at the You Don't Even Like Network. Great show. But I accept Michael Jordan being slightly overrated in history because it keeps Karl Malone and John Stockton from anything. I'm so glad they never got a ring. Let me ask you both a question. No complaints if you didn't. This show cut the intro either for time or because it was before, but the director of this episode, you'll be shocked, also made the intro for season 5, which can be conservatively described as guy discovers Final Cut Pro the first year it came out and puts together an edit. And anybody that's a professional editor, we've had several on the show, yourself included, right, Mike, that are like, no.
I mean, you got to remember it was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So like things weren't as easy.
It's that is the point. Like there wasn't editing software, but if you compare to other shows, did either of you watch the intro to the show by chance?
No, I wasn't. After watching the episode, I'm like,
your quota has been exceeded. But yeah, they cut that for this, but that has been a thing we've brought up.
Damn it.
Well, it's probably best because that probably intro, does it show any action whatsoever?
Yeah, a couple.
Okay, that's why they didn't show it. They wanted to measure their expectations of the viewers.
You were a fan of Star Wars, Adam. How did the costumes of some of our aliens play next to Star Wars?
It looked like Babylon 5.
That's
don't ask him this. We didn't even get any of the decent characters in this
Jakar
one.
Jakar is, I think, the only...
No, Jakar.
I was legitimately distracted by how some of these characters look. The guy with the weird hair.
The hair guy.
Whose choice was that? I get that it's space and people have to look weird, but that just looks stupid.
That's another funny behind the scenes makeup thing, which does end up at hilarity.
Is that a wig? It's a wig, right?
Yeah.
I would take no orders or direction from that man with hair like that. I would initiate a coup immediately. Whatever he's in charge of, I'd try to take it over.
Get some Brutus the Barber beefcake shears and just cut the hair.
Yeah.
That works.
Is that the power? How you get power is you have the sexiest wall of hair.
It's the emperor. Whoever higher up in government has longer hair and all the women are bald.
Yeah, is it
it's
a hair like a
big hair society?
It actually is?
Yes.
This is the dumbest fucking show I've ever heard of.
We are about done, so we'll just babble for a bit, and then we'll be able to do the end. So yeah, then we get...
Wait, are you telling me that you're going to babble on?
Yes.
Babylon.
You are the first person to make that joke. Wasn't that Hollywood Babylon? Wasn't that a Kevin Smith thing? Babylon?
Am I the first person to make that joke?
No.
Because you said babble. Well, I didn't know if you say babble all the time.
But I'm saying there's no way Babylon 5, there hasn't been the babble on joke.
No, on your podcast.
Not
on this podcast. That's the first time on this podcast.
We made it.
I remember something.
It's very much
it.
Like a sunset, Jeff. Somehow we made it 5 seasons. Never seeing a sunset, never saying babble on.
I would like to ask, because this came out in the heyday of bad Flash animation on the internet. Did somebody make a Mambo Number 5, Babylon 5 mashup?
I hope so.
Bad time on the... Well, to be fair, it's the last time that the internet ever really espoused any sort of freedom of thought.
Well, the only question, was it popular even enough at that time for people making Flash videos to do that?
What's
do you
the
think
song?
People that made Flash videos might be watching esoteric sci-fi shows?
What's the song? It's been 1 week. Is it just called 1 week? 1 week since you looked at me.
That's the one.
I do know someone made a Weird Al-ish version of that about Babylon 5.
What a waste of time.
It was like, bring me the head of Londo Malari as a lyric in that.
No, that's bad. That's
dork.
Yeah.
That person's a fucking, he's hanging out at the dork store.
At least they didn't spend a year of their life on that one song. I hope not.
We have no way of knowing.
I bet they did.
And Adam's just like, I thought that song was pretty cool. Anyway.
Adam wrote it. Just one tear, just vibrating as a tear comes down. Okay.
Thanks again for listening. Next week, we're wrapping up the Babylon 5 season of the podcast with a look back on the entire show. We're bringing Carl Wolf along to put the series in perspective with an expert. Please rate, review, and subscribe to the show on your podcast app, and we'll see you next time. Cheers, all.